You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 743, prep for the Mayberry Meetup 2023. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. They got a brand new cap. It's a Mayberry two-tone cap. So if you like baseball caps, go over there and check it out. That makes three baseball caps I think they have over at Weaver's right now. So go and check them out. While you're there, you might also want to check out the 60 Years of Mayberry by Randy Turner. That's two chairs on Randy Turner. Go and check out all that stuff over at Weaver's Department Store. And hey, guys, they've added a new ways to pay. You can pay with PayPal, Venmo, all kinds of stuff now. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And the executive producer of episode number 743, that's this one, is Marty Davis. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. It is awesome to spend some time here in Mayberry with you. So tonight's podcast, we're going to be talking about prep for the Mayberry Meetup 2023. Now, the Mayberry Meetup, you may not know about. I'm sorry if you don't know about it, but you got a couple of weeks still. Actually, more like 10 or 11 days until it actually starts. But there's a lot of folks already signed up. We got about 100 people that have already signed up and are planning to be there that I know of, plus others that I'm sure we aren't. But this is the 11th year, 11th year of the Mayberry Meetup. That's right. So 11 years ago, Jan and I traveled to Mount Airy, North Carolina, to go and interview Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou herself. And because of that, I was going to be in Mount Airy. And because podcasters around had been doing things like having meetups, in other words, getting together with their fans or people that would listen to or watch to their shows, I thought, well, I'll try that. And so I put out a note and said, hey, I'm going to be there this particular weekend. Any of you that would like to meet up, we'll go out and eat or something. Well, 30 some odd people showed up that first year. And so basically the Mayberry Meetup was born, because right after it, people started asking, when is the next one? So this year, once again, Jan and I are going to be heading to Mount Airy for the weekend, for a weekend of Mayberry fun. And it's the 11th Mayberry Meetup in 2023. And I hope you can join us. The other reason we kind of kept the meetup going is because Mayberry Days, which you really should attend, has grown large enough that during it, especially because I do Floyd, you don't get a lot of chances to just do things around Mayberry that are just Mayberry fun stuff. Don't get me wrong. Mayberry Days is absolutely amazing, and I definitely encourage you to go to that. But if you want a slower, little more laid back time to go to Mount Airy, Andy Griffith's hometown, where he grew up, and spend time just walking down the street, going into the shops, going to see some of the other touristy things there in Mount Airy, the Mayberry Meetup is a great opportunity to do that for yourself. It's a lot more slow paced. And what we do is on Friday and Saturday, and this year it'll be July the 21st and the 22nd of 2023. We meet over at the Mayberry Motor Inn gazebo and watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show on both Friday night and on Saturday night. And on Saturday night, we do a little bit more. We have a little bit longer build up until dark, because it's outside. You have to wait till dark. It's like an old movie theater, like an old drive-in movie. And everybody comes and brings their lawn chairs or a blanket. And the way I do this, there's actually, if you'll bring an FM radio, you can use a radio and tune in the audio that's coming through from the Andy Griffith Show episode we're showing. So you'll be able to hear everything right there on your radio, and I'll tell you the channel when you get there. But it's just a fun evening, both evenings, sitting around, watching the Andy Griffith Show, and visiting together and telling stories. So I definitely encourage you to come with us. And you can head over, the easiest way to get started, if you want to do that, is to head over to Facebook. It's probably the best way to do it. And you can go to Facebook / Mayberry Meetup. That'll get you to it. Let me make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Where you can go and see everything that's going on, because that's the group. Well, you have to search for that group. I guess I lied to you. I guess if I was telling you that, that'd be a lie. So that's the easiest way to get there. But if you want to get to all the information that's about the meetup itself, you can go to it's bit.ly/ Mayberry Meetup 2023. So it's bit.ly/ Mayberry Meetup, all one word, 2023. And that'll take you directly to all the information about the Mayberry Meetup. And you'll be able to go and check all that out. And you'll be able to just have a good time there. So definitely encourage it. If you're watching the video version, I'll throw that back up on the screen where you can see the actual address. There's, when you go to that website that I just told you, bit.ly/ Mayberry Meetup 2023, you can go, it'll give you the registration information. Plus, it basically takes you to a page that is full of information about the Mayberry Meetup. You can see it all right there on your screen. And read everything about all the schedule of events and everything going on. And folks, not only can you do all that stuff, we actually have a t-shirt. That's right. An actual t-shirt for the event. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can get a shirt. It's a Mayberry Meetup 11 and it's got Barney on it and it says, nip it in the bud. So you can go and check that out if you'd like to get one. I think you probably still have time to order it and get it before the, event actually occurs. So go and check that out. And I think you will enjoy being part of the Mayberry Meetup. Now, some of the things we do basically is during the day on Saturday, there's a big event on Saturday that you can go and do, which is Neil Brower will be there doing his lecture series. Now, maybe you don't know what that is, but he does a lecture series every year. Well, not every year, every month during the summer, of the Andy Griffith Show. And Neil Brower, by the way, if you don't know, he's at the Mayberry Days every year. And we just have an amazingly good time with Neil doing his Professor Brower's class. And you've seen some of his episodes here on the podcast before where he talks about all these things that he's done, where I played some of those videos. And at 2:00 on Saturday, at the Andy Griffith Museum Theater. It's the bottom of the Andy Griffith Museum. If you pay to go to the Andy Griffith Museum on Saturday, you can go free to hear Neil's lecture at 2 p.m. And it's going to be on Floyd, the Gay Deceiver. I don't know if that has anything with me being there, but I have a feeling it might. And so he'll show the episode and then give you all kinds of amazing information about that episode, when he finishes up. So definitely think about coming to that during the days, during the Mayberry Meetup. You can just do whatever you want to do. You go and take squad car tours. There's trolley tours that you can go and visit the world's largest open face, granite quarry that's there in Mount Airy. Cause Mount Airy's nickname is the Granite City, by the way, if you didn't know that. And you can go and do all those kind of things during the day. And then when you come back together in the evenings, you can then do some Mayberry trivia with us. We'll tell stories about things that's happened to us in the past. Some of the tribute artists and folks that are in attendance have a lot of stories about meeting cast members or things like that. So definitely encourage you to try to come to this. Now, if you can't come to the Mayberry Meetup, I completely understand. Right, it's pretty soon. But I really want to encourage you to make plans to be in events like, I don't know, Mayberry Days. Have you ever been to Mayberry Days? I definitely want to encourage you to go and check that out and be a part of Mayberry Days itself, because it is an amazing event. It's going to be September 18th through the 24th of this year. So definitely make plans to go there. You can go to mayberrydays.org. And get all the information. The website's there. It's got how to buy tickets, everything. A lot of things are free, but some things require tickets at at Mayberry Days. We mentioned it last week. We got some special guests coming this year. We got Margaret Teal, who played Agnes Jean Parker in the episode A Visit from Barney Fife. Now, it's a color episode where Barney came back and he was still a policeman. And Andy helped, you know, he was over in the other city there. So definitely this will be her first trip. So many cool things are going on during this event. Go and check out MayberryDays.org for information. I definitely encourage you to try to do that because it will be amazing. If you've never done it and you're as big a Mayberry fan as I think you are, if you're listening to this podcast, you would absolutely love it. It'll be a lot of fun. And one last thing, that there's other things going on. You can go over to Mayberry, imayberry.com in the event calendar and see all the different events that are going on. That's definitely something you'd want to try to do. If you can't come to the Mayberry meetup or to the Mayberry Days itself, you can head over to the event calendar at imayberry.com and it will have all kinds of other events you can go to. One of the big events that is coming up later this year is the Mayberry Cruise. Now there still are rooms available. That's right. Cabins, not rooms. Cabins available for the Mayberry Cruise number 16. It's a 5-day cruise to the Bahamas. It's going out of Charleston, South Carolina, and it's October the 28th through November the 2nd. We got a special guest going with us this year, and it's Joy Ellison. She's going. Now that, if you can't remember who Joy Ellison is, Joy Ellison was Opie's little girlfriend, but she also is in color episodes later on as one of the friends on there too. I can't think of her actual name on those episodes, but she'll be there with us on the cruise as well. I was looking to see if it tells here on the website what character that name was, because it's a color episode and I can't ever remember that. But Joy Ellison will be a great addition to our Mayberry cruise. If you'd like to be a part of it, you're gonna have to contact All About Cruises, and their number is on their website. You can go to facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise and get all their information. But the phone number, here it is 336-538-4926. So pause and rewind. If you can't remember that, I'm not going to say it again. You can go and check it out over at facebook.com/Mayberry Cruise. All the information is there about who you need to contact and how to get in touch with it. But I would love to see you go on the Mayberry Cruise with us as well. Great fun. I'll be at all three of these events. Not that that's a draw, but I would love to meet you if you do come. It'd be so good to have you. All right. So folks, those are some of the things I wanted to talk about. And I realize a lot of these things don't apply to some of you who are not going to be able to attend, but hopefully you can live vicariously through these events. We will be given reports when we come back from the Mayberry meetup, so you can find out how you missed out and just didn't get to do everything that you wanted to do. But the Mayberry meetup is just, it is such a fun time, folks. We gather there at the gazebo and we are able to visit with one another. And a lot of times people bring picnic lunches and stuff like that so that they can just enjoy each other's company. We often go out and eat at a place called the Depot. But what's really special is gathering together, watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show outside it together as fans of the Andy Griffith Show. We just have a great time. Now, one thing I should mention, everybody, if you come during the Mayberry meetup this year, the Snappy Lunch will be closed. They're going to be on vacation, so they're closing down the Snappy Lunch so they can go on vacation, and it just happens to be during the weekend of the Mayberry meetup, which also, I should mention, the 21st is Don Knotts' birthday. So we'll be celebrating Don Knotts' birthday on that Friday, and, you know, having a good time. So folks, it should be a lot of fun. Last year, like I said, we got to watch the Mayberry Man movie, and I think everybody enjoyed that. We watched episodes from the Andy Griffith Show. And then on Sunday, the last day we're there, right before everybody leaves, we do the Mayberry Bible study. So if you'd like to do that as well, join in with us. But I tell you, the best part of the whole weekend is watching those episodes and spending time with all of our fellow Mayberry fans, because it's like we're a big family that gets together and spends time just visiting. So I definitely encourage you to come on out and visit with us and see if you can't enjoy yourself. Now, it's going to be warm. So just go ahead and have that ready in your mind that it's not going to be all, it's going to be warm because it's summer. It's summer and we can't control the weather. Everybody always talk about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. But you know, we'll have a great time either way. So definitely want to encourage you to head on out, come and see us. And if you can't come to that, head to Mayberry Days. If you can't go to that, or if you can do any of these things, come with us on the Mayberry Cruise as well. Should be a lot of fun. All right. So for some real fun for all you guys that are not going to be able to go, everybody get out a pencil and a piece of paper. We are fixing to play some Mayberry trivia. We didn't do that last week because we started running out of time, but you know, we're not out of time this week. So a little background music, folks. There we are. All right, so everybody ready for some trivia? I'm going to look and see how our chat room does. All right, question number one. It's a true or false question. Barney can't stand to wear a hat that's been on someone else's head. True or false? Barney can't stand to wear a hat that's been on somebody else's head. I think I gave this away earlier in the episode, if you were listening. All right, final read, and then the answer. Barney can't stand to wear a hat that's been on someone else's head. The answer is true. It's true. So, as another part of this same question, there's two people who can't stand to wear a hat that's been on somebody else's head. Who's the other one? We already know. We just told you it's Barney. Who's the other person that can't stand to wear a hat that's been on somebody else's head? I definitely gave this away earlier. So if you missed this, you're going to have to go back and listen again. There are two people who can't stand to wear a hat that's been on somebody else's head. Barney's one of them. Who's the other person? The answer, it's Barney's mother. I remember that about your mother. I was just sitting here thinking about you and your mom having your hats down, pulled down over your head. Don't talk about my mother. Don't talk about my mother. All right, number three. What was the name of Otis Campbell's lawyer? What was the name of Otis Campbell's lawyer? Now, that's a little bit harder. That's a little harder. You guys got that one? What was the name of Otis Campbell's lawyer? Okay. I'll give it to you if you just get his last name even. Folks in the chat room are getting it. So here we go with the answer. What was the name of Otis Campbell's lawyer? His name was Neil Bentley. Neil Bentley. Mr. Bentley. If you'd have said Bentley, I'd have given you that. All right. Number four. Oh, what was the name of the Taylor's housekeeper before Aunt B? Now, this is a multiple choice question, but I think you can get it without it. What was the name of the Taylor's housekeeper before Aunt B? And I think I'm giving you a chance to answer it without the multiple choice, but here's the multiple choice. What's her name? Peg, Lily, Faye, or Rose? What was the name of the Taylor's housekeeper before Aunt B? The answer is Rose. That's right. Rose. First you asked me to speak up, then you tell me to hush up. All right. Number five. Are you ready? Here it comes. Andy never lost a skeet shoot competition. True or false? Andy never lost a skeet shoot competition. True or false? Andy never lost a skeet shoot competition. Or skeet shot. competition. And he never lost a skeet shot competition. The answer is false. That's not true. It's not true. Number six. What did Skippy call Barney? What did Skippy call Barney? What did Skippy call Barney? This is a little thing somebody made for me. I'll tell you in a minute that I have in my hand. If you can see the video version, it could give you a hint of who this is. What did Skippy call Barney? The answer is Bernie. So, yeah, I got a thing here in my hand for you guys that are just listening. It's got lipstick on it, and it's yellow, and it's like a... it's made kind of like an oven, a thing you'd get stuff out of the oven with, but this is like a coaster. It's a coaster, but it's a Fun Girl coaster, and I got two of them. I got one for Skippy and one for Daphne. And I want to thank Pat Coleman, Pat and Neil Coleman. They sent those to me, so I'm excited about that. I just got them this week. Thank you very much. All right, number seven. Who was Mrs. Von Roeder? Who was Mrs. Von Roeder? Who was Mrs. Von Roeder? I did say Skippy called Barney Bernie, right? Did I give you the answer? Bernie was the answer. Bernie. What did Skippy call Barney? Bernie. He called him Bernie. Oh, Bernie. All right. Who was Mrs. Von Roeder? Okay, so I'll give you this if you just say the answer as a teacher. But you get extra points and more pride if you said the beast of the fourth floor. She is the beast of the fourth floor. That was who she was. She's a school teacher, but she was the beast of the fourth floor. So there you go. All right, number eight. Karen Thumaloo's cousin beat Andy in what? Karen Thumaloo's cousin beat Andy in what? Okay. So this is multiple choice, but I don't want to give you the multiple choice because I think you can get it. Karen Thumaloo's cousin beat Andy in what? Was it checkers? A fishing tournament? A fist fight? Or skeet shooting? Karen beat Andy in what? The answer is skeet shooting. She was a skeet shooter. That's right. She beat Andy. That's number eight. Well, folks, we didn't do trivia last week, so let's do some more. I don't want to cut you short. So this is number nine. Number nine. True or false? Gomer gets car sick. True or false? Gomer gets car sick. True or false? Gomer gets car sick. Is it true or false? I'm trying to make sure I don't give away an answer. The answer is it's true. He gets car sick. OBU and Gomer switch places. I want him by a window. I sure hope I don't get car sick. OBU and Gomer switch places. I want him by a window. Oh my gosh, this stuff's so funny to me. All right, guys, I hope it's funny to you. Number 10. Who rebuilt a car in the courthouse? Who rebuilt a car in the courthouse? Who rebuilt a car in the courthouse? How are you going to get this car out of here? Out. That was one of Jan's favorite lines from 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago. Out. How are you going to get this car out of here? Out. It was Goober. Goober rebuilt a car in the court. Oh, it's a beautiful piece of work. Oh, you didn't want to see that, Andy. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Never seen a man work so well with his hands. All right. All right. Next question. Number 11. Who was Harry Bectoris? Who was Harry Bectoris?
Like a crying child. Yeah, I heard it. Harry, he sounded like a sneeze. Sorry, I'm drifting. All right, who was Harry Bectoris?
That's your question. That's number nine. No, it's not. That's number 10. Is that right? 11. It's number 11. I can't count. Who was Harry Bectoris? The answer, that was Ramona Wiley's husband. Oh, come off it, Ramona. Marnie. The tears on my pillow speak the pain that's in my heart. All right, and our last question, number 12. Oh, this is a hard one. Whose phone number is 247? Whose phone number is 247? Oh, that's a tough one. Some of you guys probably know this, but I wouldn't have known it. I could have guessed maybe. Who, Tweaky. That's right. People in the chat. Come on, Roma. Tweaky. Whose phone number was 247? 247. All right. I'll give you the multiple choice. I don't see anybody just jumping in on this. Was it Barney's phone number? Was it Helen's? Was it Andy's? Or was it Thelma Lou's? Whose number was 247? So the answer, it's Thelma Lou's phone number. Thelma Lou's phone number is 247. 247. All right. So how did you do? How did you do? That was pretty fun. I enjoyed that. I was laughing. I don't know if y'all were. I love the trivia just because it does that. When you start asking these trivia questions, it makes me think of the episode. I just love it. So folks in the chat room did a good job. I see people are excited about getting their questions. So we had 10 out of 12. Somebody got 12 out of 12. Kentucky Mike in our chat room. He's gotten 12 out of 12. Good job. That's the main thing, though, is you had a good time. Whether you got 6 out of 12 or 1 out of 12, it doesn't really matter if you enjoyed it and had a good time and laughed and maybe brought a smile to your face. That's the whole goal of all this, right? So I've been doing this podcast since 2008, and that has been really the goal the entire time, is to make you have a smile or a good thought and remember something that makes you happy. Because I tell you guys, the Andy Griffith Show makes me happy. Now, there's something else that makes me happy. Just so you guys know, the Mayberry Man movie that I'm in as Floyd the Barber, I need you to go see it. Because there's a Mayberry Man series coming, and it's really not going to make as much sense unless you watch the movie first. But it's available for free. So you got no excuse to go and at least make fun of me and say, wow, that's terrible how you did. I don't care. Just go watch it. You can watch it on Tubi. It's a app you can download on your phone or your smart TV. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime Video has it for free as well. And you can also watch it over on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search for it, you'll find it, but it's on Encourage TV. So if you search for Encourage, E-N-C-O-U-R-I-G-E, Encourage TV, it's all together. You look for it on there, you'll find it. And it's a Mayberry Man movie. It came out for free, started being free, and was on YouTube, went on there for free on July the 1st. And as of today, which is July the 10th, as I'm recording this, the 11th, when you're going to probably see it or hear it when it comes out, the movie has had 261,000 views already. So thank you for everybody that's been watching it. I want to encourage you to go out there and check it out. Go out and watch it on YouTube or watch it on Tubi. If you watch it on Tubi, in the movie, if you've seen the movie, there is Chris Hudson in the movie. Craig Hudson in the movie is his name he's given. He is the creator of the documentary, The Mayberry Effect. Well, Chris Hudson really is that creator. And that movie, the documentary, The Mayberry Effect, is available on Tubi also for free. So you have no excuse to not have a double feature, watch The Mayberry Effect and then Mayberry Man, and you'll be just all full of Mayberry fun. So go and check that out, guys. It's a lot of fun to be a part of. And if you go to Encourage TV on YouTube, you can watch it for free there as well. So free is a good price for this movie, because it is worth much more than that, in my opinion. I'm very proud of the movie. I'm proud to have been a part of it. And I'm hoping you will enjoy the movie and you'll want to see the series when it comes out later this fall. So it's a continuation of the movie. So, wow. Anyway, that's what I have for you tonight, guys. Thank you so much for being here with me and spending time in Mayberry, listening to me tell about all these events that are coming up, and giving a little bit of trivia and trying to get you to watch Mayberry Man movie. We're going to be doing Mayberry Man trivia during the meetup. At least that's what I'm hearing. So we'll see how that goes too. So watch the movie before you come so that you can participate in the trivia contest. Folks, hey, thanks for being here. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, everybody, have a great week, and I'll see you right here on Two Chairs. Now, wait. Good night, everybody.